You're listening to Rebel Empress Audio Insights. The mass shooter myth and the real cultural poison turning our youth into weapons. The media's favorite narrative, most mass shooters are white. There's a narrative repeated constantly in political and media spaces. Most mass shooters are white. It's often used as a rhetorical shield, an easy way to dismiss violence committed by white men, especially those who hold left-leaning ideological views. I'll start with what the left gets right. White males do, in fact, commit most mass shootings in raw numbers. But if you stop there, you risk making a serious mistake in interpreting the data. White people are still the majority population in America. When you compare a much larger population group to several smaller ones, raw totals will naturally appear higher. That's simple demographic reality. If you want an accurate assessment of mass shootings by race, you must look at the per capita rates, which account for the size of each racial group relative to the total population. When analyzed this way, government-level and academic analyses consistently show that some racial groups are overrepresented and others underrepresented compared to their share of the population. Raw totals alone hide that reality and can be highly misleading. Per capita analysis is a far more precise measurement of the frequency of mass shootings across different racial groups. Here's the truth you won't hear on the news. White shooters are not overrepresented when adjusted for population. They are slightly underrepresented. Black shooters, on the other hand, are somewhat overrepresented. Hispanic and other racial groups are generally underrepresented. In other words, per capita, white people are not the highest offenders of mass shootings, despite what the media wants people to believe. But the left doesn't understand this. Not because the information doesn't exist, but because the media they rely on rarely presents the full picture. They show certain cases on endless repeat while completely ignoring others. When you hear one narrative over and over, while 40-50% of mass shootings committed by non-white individuals are barely mentioned, the public internalizes an incomplete and distorted view of reality. That is dangerous. And that is how perception, faulty, curated, politically engineered perception, becomes more powerful than truth. So if skin color isn't the cause, what is? Perception. Whether it's mental illness, ideological indoctrination, social contagions, dysfunctional home or community environments, or the echo chambers they inhabit online, it is perception that steers human behavior. How a person interprets the world and the people in it determines whether their choices in life will be constructive to society or destructive. And perception is exactly what the media manipulates. Cultural decay, a problem affecting every race. We must be honest with ourselves. Every racial group in America has cultural issues to address. None of us are exempt. The problem isn't black versus white. The problem is the way we are shaping the minds of our children through the values, ideologies, and environments we immerse them in. Those distorted perceptions carry forward into adulthood, continuing generational cycles of destructive thinking and behaviors. The crisis within Black communities. Our Black youth are committing crimes against one another at devastating rates. Many are growing up in communities weakened by fatherlessness, gang culture, and generational instability. Their minds are saturated with music and media that glorify violence and criminalistic dysfunction, influencing their relationships, behavior, and future potential. Some parents try to fight it, others deny it exists. And to make matters more complicated, many are taught from childhood that the white man is responsible for all their suffering, despite the fact that they live in a free society where their values are shaped almost entirely at home and in their own communities. If white Americans dare speak about these issues, something we all can see is happening, they're labeled racist. If black Americans speak about them, they're labeled with derogatory epithets, meant to shame them as traitors to their own culture. And until the Black community acknowledges that real change must come from within through cultural transformation, not external blame, the suffering will continue. White America's cultural crisis. Many white leftists emphasize privilege in destructive ways that encourage self-hatred and guilt. That does nothing to uplift anyone. Most white Americans today have no ancestral ties to slavery, no connection to oppressive institutions of the past, and no historical power to have shaped those eras. Yet guilt is weaponized anyway, creating resentment, division, and self-sabotage. And while focusing on trying to save other communities through performative guilt, many white liberals ignore the issues harming their own. The influence of white feminism and its cultural reach. And grievance politics isn't the only issue affecting white Americans. Another major cultural problem comes from the dominance of white female feminists in national conversations and on social media. They are the loudest voices shaping what young women believe about men, marriage, sex, faith, and family, and the ideas they promote are often deeply corrosive. These influencers create and spread narratives that paint men as inherently harmful, portray motherhood as bondage, and glorify lifestyles that leave women depressed and disconnected. While feminism exists in all communities, it is white feminists who have the largest platforms and the strongest cultural reach, and their messaging has played a major role in the deterioration of relationships, families, and the stability that boys and men need to thrive. One of the issues arising out of this environment is the relentless attack on men. For decades, leftist ideology has demonized masculinity. Men are told they are toxic, dangerous, oppressive, inherently flawed, unwanted, and useless to society. Yet everything around us, our infrastructure, our physical safety, our systems, our protections, is built and maintained by men. When you tell generations of boys that their natural identity is harmful, you shouldn't be surprised when many begin rejecting that identity altogether and embrace a social contagion that offers them escape from their masculinity. And no, this doesn't excuse violent or predatory behavior. Criminals must be held accountable. But you cannot expect boys to become strong, responsible, honorable men if you teach them that masculinity itself is a flaw and something to be discarded, hidden, or abandoned. The result is clear: confusion, instability, and a crisis of identity that society is now paying the price for. The cultural reprogramming of women and the collapse of family values. Meanwhile, women have been taught that being a wife is archaic, that babies are disposable if you don't want them, that caring for home and family is oppression, that careerism and materialism matter more than connection, and that sexual liberation equals happiness. They've also been convinced that men are inherently abusive, even though the vast majority of men will never harm a woman or child in their entire lives. This punishes good men, our sons, fathers, brothers, and husbands, for the crimes of a few and destroys unity between the sexes. Women have been taught that showing skin and sleeping around is equal to empowerment, and that emotional detachment is strength. Yet women today are more depressed than ever, and men are lonelier than ever, more given over to vices that pollute their minds and relationships, and encouraged to abandon their masculinity to appease social narratives. The minds of our youth have been infused with criminality and confusing gender narratives. The moral among us are shamed. Morality is mocked. Criminals are defended. Destructive behavior is overlooked and even celebrated. And both men and women have been stripped of their core nature and told it is progress. And our children, Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, they are all suffering for it. We are all suffering for it. And when divisive narratives replace truth, the consequences show up in violence. Our most vulnerable, our children, are showing us the consequences of the ideologies our society has imposed on them. The rise in violence and social confusion among America's youth is no coincidence. It is the echo of a sick society in need of healing. Are we listening? The youth shooter crisis, not about race, but culture. Our recent young male shooters aren't just white. They are victims of a society that has put ideology, politicism, and indoctrination above education, mental health, and morality. They were boys living in an environment that tells them that being a boy is bad and being a man is worse. A society that has forgotten that when you teach the youth to glorify criminality, boys to hate their masculinity and societal roles as protectors and builders, and girls that family, genuine connection, and motherhood are worthless. You disconnect both from their natural strengths. You weaken the entire foundation of society. You create an imbalance that spreads into every corner of our culture. What we are witnessing today is not random chaos. It is the consequence of our cultural narratives, both collectively and within our respective racial groups. It is the predictable outcome of decades of ideological engineering and moral abandonment. Our youth are collapsing beneath narratives that weaken and confuse young men, while girls and women are tricked into self-sabotage under the guise of empowerment. And we are divided by race through divisive narratives that hamper our ability to unite as Americans, while poisoning the very foundations of our collective stability. If America has any hope of healing, we must reclaim truth from those who would have us bury it and rebuild a culture rooted in strength, responsibility, and moral clarity. This is our home. And if we refuse to confront what is destroying it, the destruction will continue. The choice to repair what has been broken belongs to us before it's too late. Thank you for listening to Rebel Empress Audio Insights.